Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Mount Tom getting their last second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. West Memphis out on the floor. Looks like it will be Colton Peters jumping center for Mountain Home. And it will be Chris Moore trying to win the tip for West Memphis. As he will come to center court. Officials just waiting on him. So here we go. Both teams out on the floor. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by West Memphis. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here's Moore with it between circles. He will throw it over to Brewer on the left side. He's going to try an alley-oop pass to Moore, and Moore is going to be fouled going up for that pass. That's going to be on Hunter Bashirs. His first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. We are just 11 seconds into this contest as Kevin Page will inbound it on the baseline for West Memphis. He gets into Moore in the right corner. Down the low block, it goes to Macklin. He's going up for the layup, good, and West Memphis strikes first. Jamal Macklin with the first 2 points of the night. 2-0, West Memphis on top. 7:37 left in this opening period. Here's Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Now throws up top to Cresilius. Over to Pinson on the right side. Pinson will drill up towards the top. Skip pass to Benton on the left side. Benton will go into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. And rebound is controlled by Macklin, and back comes West Memphis. Page quickly into the front court, throws over to Brewer on the left side. Down the corner goes to Moore. Moore's heading down towards the low block, now going into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by West Memphis. Mountain Home will get it with 7 minutes left in the opening period. 2-0 West Memphis with early lead. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. West Memphis in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Cresilius on the right side. Thought about three, now throws up top to Pinson. Over to Benton on the left. Benton will throw a skip pass to Cresilius on the right side. He's going to put up the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Pinson. He kicks out to Bennett. Down to Peters on the low block. Peters looks to put up the hook shot on the low block. He can't get to go. And this time it is Page getting the rebound. He's quickly back the other way, throwing it to Brewer, going up for the layup, good. Corliss Brewer with his first 2 points. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 4-0. 6:20 left in the first quarter. Benton across the timeline, throws up top to Cresilius. Cresilius will dribble to the left wing. Now gives up top to Peters. Back over to Cresilius. Now Cresilius dribbles towards the corner, going into the lane, is going to step on the baseline, and that's going to be Mountain Home's first turnover of the night. 6:01 left in the opening period. 4-0 Mountain Home trailing West Memphis. Kevin Page will walk the ball into the front court for the Blue Devils. He'll give it to Brewer. Now ball goes over on the left side to Burgess. Down low block to Macklin for the layup. He misses it. And the rebound's tipped around and controlled by Cresilius. And back comes Mountain Home. Boy, Macklin just missed that at point blank range. Ball goes over to Pinson on the left side. Up top to Cresilius. Lower 5.5 minutes left of this first quarter. It's a 4-0 West Memphis lead. Ball goes over to Peters on the right side, up top to Benton. Skip past Cresilius. He's going down into the lane, going up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Macklin. He throws out to Page, who's quickly into the front court. Page will give it to Brewer in the left corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Now back to Page. He's going to pull up for the three in the left corner. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Burgess. He puts it back up. He can't get the foul to go. And this time it's Cresilius getting the rebound for the Bombers. Benton into the front court. Up top it goes to Cresilius. Back over to Benton on the left side. Now Benton will drill toward the top. Picks up his drill. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Cresilius on the left side. Now ball goes back up top to Benton. Benton will dribble to the left side. Take the screen. Now dribble down into the corner. Kicks out to Corsilius on the wing. He's going to try another three-pointer. This one will not go. And it is Page getting the rebound, and he's quickly back the other way for West Memphis. Page going to throw it down to Burgess. He has the ball knocked away from him. Ball still loose. West Memphis is going to keep it. Here is Brewer with it up top. Over to Moore in the left corner. Now Macklin has that on the wing. A skip pass to Page in the right corner. Page is going to drill down into the lane, and he's going to be fouled well before his layup attempt. That foul is going to be called on Bennett Pinson. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers. 4:21 left in the first quarter. West Memphis leading 4-0. And checking in for West Memphis right now is Davion Doolittle. He's going to check in for Jamal Macklin. Doolittle, a 6'7 junior. Inbound pass goes to Moore on the right corner. Now out to Page on the wing. Skip pass to Brewer at the left elbow. He puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Pinson. He'll throw it to Benton, who quickly brings it into the front court. Now ball goes over to Peters on the right side. Peters dribbles towards the top. Now he's going to be fouled from behind. Corliss Brewer picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against West Memphis. 4:06 left to play in the first quarter. Again, a 4-0 West Memphis advantage right now. Pinson inbounds on from the far sideline, gets into Benton. Benton dribbles toward the free throw line, throws out to Peters on the left wing. Now Peters going to go down towards the low block, going in to, now throwing out to Benton on the right side. Now to Bashirs on the left. Bashirs will do a no-look pass to Corsilius, almost knocked away. Ball's head was heading out of bounds, and now a reaching foul is going to be called on Kevin Page. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Blue Devils. And now coming in for West Memphis is Deion Williams as he replaces Page. Williams, a 5'10 junior. 3:45 left to play in the first quarter. Antonoma inbounded, trailing by four. Benton with it on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Doolittle. And back come the Blue Devils. Well, just as I say that, they had the ball knocked away, but they're able to keep it. Here is Williams into the front court, throws up top to Brewer. Brewer dribbles over to the right side. He throws it down to Moore near the corner. Now ball goes to Williams down the low block to Doolittle for the layup. Good. Davion Doolittle with his first 2 points of the night. 6-0 West Memphis leading it with 3:10 left in the opening period. Benton gets it into the front court. Goes to the left side, throws up top to Pinson. Pinson's three-pointer was blocked by Moore. Moore comes up with the basketball, and he's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, and they're going to it's going to be a foul called on Hunter Bashirs, and two shots coming up for Chris Moore. Oh, no, they're going to get Pinson with that foul. That is going to be his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. So 2:56 left in the first quarter. It will be Chris Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Chris Moore's first free throw attempt is up. In and out, no good. Now Mount Holmes going to bring in White Gilbert, Matt Jones, and Luke Cruz all in, replacing Hunter Bashirs, Bennett Pinson, and Baylor Corsilius. Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore, Cruz, a 6'3 senior, and Jones, a 6'4 sophomore. And I believe West Memphis brought in a couple subs as well. One of those was someone I don't have in my book. I'll try to figure out who number 12 is in a little bit. But Moore gets the second free throw. See, that's his first point of the night. Now Wyatt Gilbert's going to be double teamed. Now he throws into the front court. Ball goes into the front court now to Peters. Peters going into lane for the layup. Good, and Mountain Home finally on the board. 2:39 left to play in the first quarter. 7-2 Mountain Home trailing West Memphis. And now West Memphis is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 7-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Okay, the player that I wasn't sure who it was for West Memphis, I didn't have in my roster. His name is Jordan Mitchell. He is a sophomore on the team. West Memphis with the ball, leading 7-2. Lower about 2.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Ball goes down to Mitchell in the corner. Now ball goes up top to Moore, and now a foul's gonna be called as with a lob pass going down into the lane. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4. No, they're going to get that foul to Luke Cruz. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Bombers. Inbound pass goes to Moore in the corner. Now out on the wing to Williams. Back to Moore. Now ball goes down in the corner to Emmanuel Horder, checked in a little bit ago. His three-pointer would not go, and foul's going to be called on the rebound on Jordan Mitchell. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Blue Devils. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. It is bouncing on with the ball. West Memphis leading 7-2. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. It's a full court man-to-man for West Memphis. Gilbert across the timeline. Gilbert throws down to Benton in the right corner. Now a ball goes up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Alley-oop pass to Cruz. Final layup, good. Luke Cruz with his first 2 points of the night. 7-4, West Memphis leading it. 1:46 left in the opening period. Here is Williams into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Horde. Down the low block to Mitchell. Mitchell dribble out to the wing. Now up top it goes to Moore. Over to Horde. Now back to Williams. Williams dribble out to the wing. Now gives it to Moore. Moore will put up at the elbow for the jumper. Good. Chris Moore with 3 points. 9-4, West Memphis on top. 1:22 left in the first quarter. Gilbert gives it to Benton. Benton will walk it into the front court. Throws over to Gilbert on the left side. Now up top it goes to Cruz. Over to Benton. Benton has it between the circles. Now Gilbert has it near the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Moore. And West Memphis has it once again with 1 minute left in the opening period. Moore will dribble to the elbow. He's going to pull up for another jumper at the free throw line. Good. Chris Moore with 5 points. 11-4, West Memphis on top. 47 seconds left in this opening period. Ball goes to Benton on the right side. He'll take the screen from Cruz. Now gives up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill to the elbow. Now kicks out to Jones. Jones going to pull up for a three-pointer in the corner. No good. And it's going to be Luke Cruz getting called for the rebound, for the foul on the rebound. That is Luke Cruz's second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. And several subs coming in for West Memphis. Kylan Sykes, I think, is for West Memphis. Here is Mitchell into the, I'm sorry, Horde going into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Jones. Mountain gets the ball. 13 seconds left. Mountain with a chance to get a basket before the end of the period. Benton has it on the right side. 6 seconds. Now the ball goes down to Peters in the lane all by himself for the layup. Good. Colton Peters with 4 points, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 11-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.